In her nearly 30 years covering Idaho politics, Betsy Russell has never gotten a press release from someone running for a party chairmanship. Until this year. Russell writes for the Spokesman Review newspaper, and her Eye on Boise blog is a must-read for the state's political insiders. She says it makes sense there's so much attention on this year's convention.
There is quite a bit at stake this year.
What's at stake is who controls Idaho's dominant party. There are two sides duking it out for control.
We have kind of the ultra-conservative Tea Party wing that has been ascendant in the party machinery in recent years.
This side took over in 2008 and did things like sue the state to close primary elections to anyone but registered party members. It also included fringe ideas in the party platform, like a return to the gold standard and ending direct election of U.S. senators.
These views are supported by a wing of the party, but not by more traditional Republicans, and so that wing is coming back and saying, hey, this is our party too.
Russell says the fight for control will play out most prominently in the election of the party chair. Two people are actively campaigning to unseat current far-right chair Barry Peterson, who has expressed interest in keeping his seat.
Mike Duff has a big mustache, and he's a cattle rancher. And Doug Sayer is a successful high-tech company owner whose brother is the state commerce director. And so they represent kind of different pictures of Idaho Republicans, even though they're from the very same town of Blackfoot.
Sayer is seen as the establishment candidate. He's the one who sent Russell a press release. Duff is further right, but maybe not as far as the current chair, Peterson. Both are selling themselves as the person who can heal the bitter infighting that's been going on and bring Idaho's GOP back together. Though it could be someone else altogether who gets chosen to lead the party. But depending on who wins, Russell says, it could signal Idaho's GOP is moving back toward the middle. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.